Get your hands up.
So, did you miss the show?
That's okay, because we've got this cheeky podcast snack for you to enjoy.
It's the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Jim, you and I, we bloody love our Mickey Doos.
You could have just asked me to do it.
Well, I wanted to show how good you were. Okay, so that is the one that Audio Bones has provided, that one, right? That's ripped directly from the ad. Now listen to Uncle Jim here.
Go ahead. Wet my whistle.
Wet your whistle.
Don't laugh.
Much better. It was purely an experiment. That's the only reason I'm doing this, right? Mac has come on board.
Jimmy's got your whistle. If you want it back, you need 100 Big Macs.
Here's the thing. A big question on the lips of Macca's fans is, where the hell has Ronald gone, guys? Nobody explained where Ronald went and why.
Did Ronald go?
Ronald is gone. He's barely in the imagery anymore. He doesn't show up to Macca's or the launch of new ones. He's not at parties. The only time you ever see him is every now and then. They've still got those seats where he's got the two arms out and you can sit down next to him.
But I haven't seen one of those seats in forever.
Exactly. They've phased out Ronald. Mm. And a lot of people have gone, have they phased out Ronald? What happened? You've never been a fan of Ronald.
I'm not a fan of clowns.
Well, this is the thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the reason's now been confirmed why they've been phasing out Ronald, and it has been confirmed because of the growth of scary clowns that now exist in pop culture and Halloween costumes, turning both adults and kids off the mascot, a.k.a. Stephen King's It.
It.
Yeah, that's caused what
it's
you...
It's one, It two.
Yeah, It three. Coulrophobia, which is the fear of clowns, and that's why. And yeah, then they phased him out because of that.
Bring back Grimace, the Hamburglar, and the Bird.
Big Bird is from Sesame Street.
No, the Bird. Remember the girl? There was the pink. And
yeah,
does anyone remember the Bird?
What was she? What was her name?
Does she have a name? Someone Google.
Frizzy or something. So Max has even had to put out a statement. This was years ago, but nobody's ever spoken about it until now. Max put out a statement.
You found this, did you?
I've just found this from 7 years ago. McDonald's are mindful of the current climate around clown sightings in communities, and as such, are being thoughtful in respect to Ronald McDonald's participation in community events for the time being. Birdie, the early bird.
That's what I remember.
Birdie, the early bird. Yeah, Birdie, the early bird. So they might bring those back, but Ronald is no longer. Now, this is the thing. It's made me think of mascots, right? Because, of course, this mascot has been phased out and made me think, Jim, of course, it's sad for Macca's, but it's exciting for us because it got me thinking of a service that you and I could offer to the good people of Australia right now, because we are in the business of creativity. You and I, we like to come up with creative things each and every day. It's part of the job description.
Yep.
Why not use our powers for good? Which is why I'm transforming us from Jimmy and Nath to the Mascot Men.
Mascot Men.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Nath are Mascot Men.
We are the Mascot Men. 13 10 60 Australia, it is over to you. Jump on the phones right now. Whatever you do, what do you do for your job? What's your business? Do you have a business? Do you work for a business? And if you need a mascot, we're going to provide you one.
Yep.
So how this will work is you'll call us, you'll tell us what you do. You might work for somebody, you might have your own small business. We'll give some love to that business, first of all. So you get a free plug, national radio.
Free ad.
Millions of people listening.
Yep.
And then, Jim, you and I, it is our job to come up with two mascots. You come up with one, I come up with one. They can then choose to adopt that mascot, either both or one.
Well, I don't think they should have two mascots.
Or neither.
It's a bit confusing.
The Cronulla Sharks have two.
Who do they have?
They've got MC Hammer and Mr. Sharky.
Yeah. Some, and then the North Melbourne Kangaroos?
Yeah, they've got...
Kanga
I always
and
said Roo. Ruined Dits, but I think that's a breakfast show in Adelaide.
They've got Roo and Dits. No, they got Kanga and Roo.
Kanga and Roo, exactly.
Yeah.
So you can have two.
What happened to Bell and Reeve from the Hobart Hurricanes?
Oh, they got sent out to... The Derwent.
Walk the plank.
I think they walked the plank. All right, 13 10 60 Australia, jump on the phones right now. What do you do for work? That's the question we're asking, because we're going to come up with a mascot for whatever your business is. We'll ask about the business, give it some love on national radio, and then both Jimmy and I, we will come up with a bespoke live couple of mascots that you can choose to adopt. Ange, welcome to the show. Hello.
How you going?
Ange, what do you do for work? How you bloody... I'm bloody good, Ange.
Oh, look, I'm a hairdresser, but, you know, I've actually got many, many skills. You know, I'm also, a trained psychologist and whatnot. So
Wow.
You get where I'm coming from. So, yeah,
Okay, so, it's your business.
Sorry, your edge. I think Nate's probably a little confusing.
Oh, no, no, you got, because she talked to people all the time. Oh, yeah. Got it. I was just...
Being polite?
Yeah, okay. Moving on.
Well, no, I didn't want you to come up with...
Sorry, a bit of a psychic.
She's not a psychic, she's a psychologist. Psyche.
That's really good. Yeah. We're going to go with Psyche.
Yeah. Now you're wondering why I said you can't pick two.
Ange, yes. Ange, tell us, so you own the hairdresser?
Yes, yes, I work for myself.
Okay,
so
tell us
the name of the business?
Hair by Ange.
Hair by Ange. Okay, tell us a little bit about Hair by Ange. Ange, what should people know?
People should know that... I'm basically straightforward down the line. If I am going to achieve something, I'm going to achieve it. If I can't, then I'm not going to go. Oh yeah, you know, I'm just going to be straight down the line.
What are you talking about?
It sounded like a sporting analogy.
Playing one game at a time, not looking too far ahead.
Well, look, we're going to get into the sheds after this belly arch, and we'll come back out. Okay.
Yeah, nah, people bring in, you know, photos of, like, you know, Jennifer Lopez wanting to walk out like her. Like, it's not going to happen, mate. Like,
fair enough. No, that's fair enough.
I get what you mean. I love it.
I love Ange. Ange, you're brilliant. Okay,
you don't look like that, mate. You're ugly.
You're so good. I love her. Okay, Ange, you're brilliant. Don't change a thing, except maybe the mascot. I think your mascot should be Barry the Brush, right?
And he's Barry the Brush.
Yeah,
right.
And he's brush, but he's also brash because he's straight down the line and he doesn't care and he'll tell you what's what and you either brush your hair or he'll say, get the hell out of my hair studio.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's great. I love it.
And then
Andrew got one as well. That was nice. What's the name of it again? Your business?
Hair by Ange.
Hair by Ange. What about, because, you know, you got people marching in there, marching out of there, you know what I mean? Like, you've seen all these people just come in, go, come, go, like a line just going in and out. What goes in and out? What makes lines? Ants. Ange's ants.
Ange's ants. Yeah, no. Ange needs to go see a trained professional after she deals with her, her in and outs.
Exactly. So, all right, Ange, do you want, is it Ange the ant?
No.
Ange's ants.
There's a few ants.
Okay, there's a few. Oh, multiple.
Multiple.
Okay, multiple.
They're like in the front of the store.
Okay, Ange, for your hairdresser, do you want heaps of ants or Barry the Brush?
Oh, guys, come on. You're killing me here. You're giving me too many ideas. Look, Barry the Brush, because I'm just right down the line. I'm just, I just don't mess around.
And don't pretend that was a hard decision.
I like the ants.
Lukey, what
ants
do you do for work?
What do you do for Ange?
What do you do for work, Luke?
I'm a car wash manager.
Car wash manager. All right. What's the name of the business? Tell us a bit about it, Lukey.
Gateshead Car and Dog Wash.
Gateshead Car and Dog Wash.
So you do dogs as well, Luke, or just cars?
We do everything.
What if I had a cat?
Bring it in.
What if I had a giraffe? What if I had a giraffe?
Well, good luck. Let me know. Bring it down. I don't mind.
What about a horse?
Oh, and don't bring me mother into it.
Get him, She won't hear.
Sorry, Luke's mum.
Sorry, Luke's mum. All right.
Ange is telling people they're ugly. Luke's mum's a horse.
Mate, these are people straight down the line. Yeah. I like it.
Give him Barry the Brush.
You're Barry the Brush. Okay. No, I've got one. Okay, you ready? Are you ready for my... Oh, you go first, Jim.
Yeah, okay. Luke, I've got Carl the Car. He's like, he goes, beep, beep, my name's Carl.
He's good.
Carl the Car.
Okay.
Because Carl is spelled C-A-R-L.
Really good.
And that, what do you have in that? Car.
Car. Really good.
I'm not done yet. The L stands for lots of other things.
Yeah, of course.
Because they do dogs and giraffes.
And mascots,
and horses, Luke's mum.
Yeah.
Carl the Car.
So you've got Carl the Car or Luke. So because obviously when you're washing cars, you use soap. What does soap create? Bubbles. Barry the Bubble. What do you think, Luke? You were Barry the Bubble.
Carl the Car or Barry the Bubble?
Barry the Bubble. What would you like?
Oh, well, I can't pick two, so...
You can pick none, though.
You can pick none.
Oh, but they're both. I want to pick one. Yeah. Carl? Barry got the first one, so let's go Carl.
Yeah!
Yes! Yes.
Okay, all right. We don't have heaps of time. Tommy, super quick. This is going to be Rapid Mascot. What's the name of your business? What do you do?
Oh.
Too late.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Jimmy and Nath need your help to head to South by Southwest.
Yeah, we want to do the show live from South by Southwest when it comes back to the country this year. And to do so, we need you to vote. We need you to vote for us to do the show live from there because it is a bit of a popularity contest. So head to the Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath, at Jimmy and Nath Show. Digital Kira's on there. She'll show you how to vote. It's very simple.
She's quite beautiful.
Yeah, she's quite. Even if you're not interested in voting, just head there because you can just check her out.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
She's a sight for sore eyes.
Now, South by Southwest, if you don't know what this is, it's an event that spans across so many different realms. There's tech, screen, music, games, culture, blah, blah, blah. But they have these awesome stages where they do live, you know, shows and live performances and live talks. So we thought, off the back of doing Born Funny Live, we'd love to do this show live again in front of an audience. But this time, we need your help to get there. So head to the Instagram and vote.
Yeah, we'd love to do it. I mean, it's in Australia now. It's been overseas before. We'd love to take the show overseas eventually, but yeah, this time we can't just go do it. It's like a bloody popularity contest.
Now, last night we had a speech. We did a speech encouraging people to go and vote, and it's worked wonders. Oh, it was a great speech.
It's inspired thousands, Dave.
And here's the thing. I think the next step now, Jim, is in celebrity endorsements.
Oh, any good... You know, vote.
Product.
That's what you need.
Yeah. Any good product or any good, you know, brand or any good voting. Like, it's good when you've got celebrities on your side because celebrities, they're influential.
Mate, they make the world go round.
Absolutely. The world is nothing without celebrities.
I would not have bought my butt plug without Abby Chatfield.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I would not have bought that off you if it wasn't for Abby and you. So here's what I need. We don't know any celebrities.
No.
But Australia, we know you. So 131060, jump on the phones right now if you can do an impersonation of a celebrity. Any kind of celebrity. And it also doesn't matter if it's a shithouse impersonation. It doesn't matter at all. All you've got to do is have a crack at doing a celebrity, right? You do an impersonation saying, hey, vote for Jimmy Nath to do the show live from South by Southwest, and we will count that as a celebrity endorsement.
Jimmy, have a go.
Yeah, absolutely. A perfect example. Do you want to tell us who you're doing first?
No, I'm just going to do it,
okay.
And then I will say what celebrity I was being.
Okay, great. Okay.
All right. So I'm saying, what is it? Vote for Jimmy Nath.
Vote for Jimmy Nath to do a show live from... South by Southwest.
All right. I don't know if this impression's any good,
okay,
by the way.
Go ahead.
I just want to come on the show and tell everybody to vote for Jimmy and Nath to do the show live from South by Southwest.
Wow. Big Bird.
It was Shrek again.
Donkey, what are you doing? Shrek wants to know what you're doing in my swamp.
Very good, very good. That is what we're after. And it doesn't have to be that good. No, yeah. Clearly that was Elmo. It does not.
It was Shrek, man.
It was a bad Shrek. Yeah. Would have been a good Elmo. Good. It doesn't have to be good.
Like, you know, I'll do a bad one.
Okay,
I'll do
go.
A bad one. Yeah. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll tell you who I'm trying.
Okay, yeah, go.
It's me, Arnold. Vote for Jimmy and Nath.
That actually wasn't that bad.
Wasn't it?
No. You want me to do it, man?
Okay,
one.
You do. Yeah, yeah. You do Stitch.
Okay.
From Leland.
No, well, Stitch is my good one.
Okay, well, who do you want to do? Do Sean Connery.
Okay.
Saying vote for Jimmy and Nath.
Hello, Miss Moneypenny. Just want to tell you one thing. Vote for Jimmy and Nath. South by Southwest. Shaken and not stirred.
I don't think if anyone tuned into our show, then they had no idea.
What they wouldn't do is vote for us. Okay, here's what we need. We need celebrity endorsements, but we don't know any, so we need you to do an impression. It can be good.
Anything.
It can
Anything.
Be bad. Any kind of celebrity. Even if you've never had a go at it before, have a crack for the first time. Nathan, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Nathan, you do a celebrity impersonation, or you try to?
Oh, I thought it was pretty good, but I've heard myself back, and no, it's not great.
Okay.
So do you want to tell us who it is first or afterwards?
Yeah, I'll start afterwards.
Okay, all right. All right. So, Nathan, you know what you're going to say because this is an endorsement for people to vote for us, yes?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. When you're ready, do the celebrity voice and tell people to vote for us. Go ahead.
Vote for Jim and Nath at South by Southwest.
Oh, that's Kermit.
Yeah.
That was good. doing
that. Thank you. Yeah. That's right. Years of practice.
I mean, up years.
Kermit endorsed us.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
We've got, hey, put that down because Kermit.
And Elmo.
Kermit, Duff Frog, and Elmo.
Elmo. That's
so,
huge.
So far, two puppets.
Muppet? One Muppet.
One Muppet. One Puppet.
Puppet.
A Muppet and a Puppet. Rory, hello.
G'day, how are you?
Good, Rory. You do a celebrity impersonation?
I do.
Okay, now, same question. Do you want to tell us who it is or do the impression first?
I reckon I'll do the impression, let you guys see if you can work it out.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Rory, you understand that we need this celebrity to endorse us to vote, like for people to vote for us South by Southwest, yes?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead, Rory.
Hello.
Oh, that is very
that
good.
Is very, that's wow. Donald Duck, Rory.
Thank you very much. That was great, that is, Rory.
How long have you been doing that for, Rory?
He's still going. That was so good. I mean, so far, and another fake celebrity, but that's...
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Donald.
Thank you. Also, kind of sound like my Nanny Lynn at one point, don't you reckon?
Just a bit Donald about it. So we've got all fake,
all like cartoons. But no, we've got a Muppet, a puppet, and a cartoon. Okay. Miller Best, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Miller Best. We're looking for celebrity endorsements for South by Southwest, the Jimmy and Nath show, to do it live again. Head to the Instagram at Jimmy Nath to vote. Do you want to tell us who you're doing or you want us to guess who it is at the end?
I'm going to do the impression first and you can guess at the end.
Great. Okay. Are you ready to give us the endorsement?
I am.
Go ahead, Miller Best.
Vote for Jimmy and Nath at South by Southwest.
That? It was very
That's
good.
That's the lady from White Lotus.
Yeah. I was going to say Miss Piggy. No. What's her name? Bloody
Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge. Finally,
That's
a real person.
Miller Best, actually, can you stay there? Digital Kira, can you come in? Yeah, Digital Kira does a good Jennifer Coolidge. Do you reckon you could have a conversation with her as Jennifer Coolidge?
Oh, two Jennifer Coolidges. This is good. Yeah. Digital Kira, you need to put headphones on. So you need to put headphones on so people can hear you. So here's what I need. I need Miller Best to do Jennifer Coolidge. Digital Kira, I need you to do Jennifer Coolidge, but I need you guys to have a conversation about people voting for us at South by Southwest. Miller Best, you understand?
Yeah.
Digital Kira, you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Digital Kira, you can kick things off. Go ahead.
Oh, I just love to vote for Jimmy and Nate for South by Southwest. What about you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I love them, of course.
They're the best, like a hot dog on the 4th of July.
Oh, that makes me want a hot dog real bad.
So good.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Four coolers. Four staplers. But only one has a staple in it. Prepare yourselves to play Jimmy and Nate's Chris Staple Win.
Yeah, very simple. Four staplers in front of Jim. There's only a staple in one of them. You got to pick the right stapler to score yourself tickets to Chris Stapleton when he comes to the country for the very first time. Contestant number one. Hello, Kylie. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Kylie from beautiful Bris Vegas. How's Brizzy going, Kylie?
Well, actually, I'm out of Brizzy. I live at Moogra, out in the bush.
Oh, out in the bush.
Love the bush.
Yeah.
We love that.
Out in the bush.
Bush is back, Kylie.
The bush is absolutely back. Kylie, how's Moogra going?
Yeah, lovely. Yes, beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right. Now, Kylie, are you a big fan of Chris Stapleton? I know your hubby's a big fan, yes? Or your son?
Yes, totally. No, my husband and my son. Yeah, we rodeo, so country music is our vibe.
Oh,
so, yeah, totally love it.
How good is that?
I mean, just Kyle, if we could just give you the tickets, you deserve
love
it.
Love that.
No, that would totally be it. Yeah, my husband's a bull rider, so, yeah, they would totally be the best thing ever.
Bullshit.
He was a professional bull rider. Yeah.
Wow. This is Kylie, you are the perfect candidate. Okay. We wish you the best of luck. There's four staplers in front of Jim. Which stapler would you like?
I'm going to go three.
Staple three.
All right, Jim. Over to you.
Staple three is in front of me. I've got my fingers and toes crossed, Kylie. I don't actually. It's just a figure of speech.
Empty. No, Kylie, I promise you, he gave it four or five goes there. He wanted you to have it. Sorry, Kylie, but thank you very much. Mate, a bull was coming out of her.
She also fell off a cliff.
Amanda, hello.
Hello, how you going?
We're good, Amanda. Fan of Chris.
Amanda, your husband a bull rider?
No, I mean, that's big shoes to fill. It is. Sorry, Kylie, but I really would like them, though.
Yeah. Okay.
My husband's a butcher, so we'll go that.
Well, I mean, when the bulls are done, I mean, with the...
Yeah, well, that's right.
Meat's a bit tough, mate. You want a nice cow.
No, that's true. That's true. Riding cows. We've all been there.
I'll get you some bull testicles, though.
Oh, yeah. I hear they're quite tender, but, you know, I'll take their word for it.
Yeah, you never tried bull tezzies? Ender?
No, I'm not going to rush out and get them.
No, I wouldn't. No. Oh,
it's the husband, mate. Probably. No, but I don't think.
I don't two for one. All right. All right, Amanda. what stapler would you like?
I would like to go number two, please.
Number two. All right. Pick it up. Bring it up to the microphone.
Here we go.
Come on.
Oh, it's empty.
No.
I'm so sorry, Amanda.
No.
Oh, man.
Bugger.
Yeah, sorry. Well, at least you're having bull tezzies for dinner tonight. Benny. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, mate. First time we've made it to our third contestant. Big fan of Chris Stapleton, Benny.
I wasn't, but my wife got me into it. So if I win, I'm taking her.
Okay, good call.
Does she know you're on the radio right now, Ben?
I don't think so.
Good. Lie to her and say you saved up all your pennies and you bought these and they were so expensive.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and you, if you need some backing up, well, you've got to win them first, but if you do need some backing up, you tell her to call Jimmy and Oath, all right?
No, well, no, that defeats the
purpose. I'm going to give her the biggest surprise.
Yeah.
Bull testicles?
Because we can put you in contact with Amanda's husband. All right, Benny.
Benny, there's only two left, so it is a 50-50 chance for you to win tickets.
Okay, but we're not going to retell you what they are.
Right, I'm not going to retell you the numbers.
So, no. Ben, what stapler would you like?
Well, I'm going to go three. I wanted one or two, but they've already been taken, so I'll stick with three.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't go one or two.
I'm putting some positive vibes out. Let's do this.
Okay. Grab stapler three.
Grab stapler three.
Come on.
It's not in there, and there's 2 points of bad news there. Yeah, Benny, Jim, would you like to tell him the second point of bad news?
Do you want to go back to Kylie? You get Kylie.
Yeah. Just one sec. Ben, you stay right there. What we're going to do is we're going to bring Kylie in as well. Kylie, are you still there, Kylie?
I am, yes.
Would you like to give Ben the bad news about stapler three, Kylie?
Yeah, Ben, I already picked that first, and it didn't have him in there.
Well... I thought it was one and then two.
No, it was
three and then two.
All right.
One was going to be my number. I thought you picked it.
No, it's all right.
No one tell the wife.
We won't tell the wife. But here's the thing, Ben. If for some reason Josh hasn't been listening, right?
But then Kylie would also have to get it wrong again.
Kylie and Amanda not listening.
Out of Kylie, Amanda, Ben and Josh, Ben is least likely to get this.
Now, here's the thing, Josh. We were supposed to get to you and you were supposed to have a sure thing. But now you don't have a sure thing. It's a 50-50 chance. Josh, have you been listening, first of all?
I have been listening. Okay. I'm a bit bummed that you didn't choose number one or four.
Yeah, so you're getting up, Ben, now, eh? Okay, Joshy, what stapler would you like?
One, please.
Stapler one. It's a 50-50.
The one that Ben wanted.
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Stapler one. Here we go.
50-50 chance.
Here we go. Oh, no. It's empty. No! No!
Oh, no!
No!
Back to Kylie!
Kylie, I cannot believe this!
Kylie!
Kylie! Kylie!
Yes,
Kylie!
Yes, I'm here!
Kylie, I want to tell you something. Here. We tell everybody to stay on the line on the off chance someone screws up. It never happens.
Really?
Yeah. Which means, Kylie...
You got to pick a stapler.
You get a second chance. What stapler do you want?
Number four.
Let me just check it for you, Kylie.
Okay. Ah!
Ah! It's got staples, Kylie.
Where are you going? Well done.
<Yay!
laughs> Well done, yes. Kylie. Good on you.
Thank you. so much.
Good
thank
on you.
Thank you.
What's your husband's name, Kylie?
Darren.
We should have asked.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
Born funny with Jimmy and Nath. Fresh, funny and free.
Now, look, it's a great podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Listener app, whatever it is. And the latest episode is with a bloke called Italian Batch. Mm-hmm. Now, this Italian Batch bloke, very, very famous on the TikToks, on the Instagram. You can kill the music.
Oh, kill the music.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
You were like, look down at your sheet, you idiot.
No. Sorry. We've been off for a couple of weeks. He's got 1.7 million on TikTok. You can see some of it on the Instagram at the moment, at Jimmy and Nath. And look, we were chatting to him about how he makes his videos, because I was just watching some. 800,000 on Instagram.
Wow.
1.7 on million
he's
on TikTok.
He's a good-looking rooster, too, because he started off doing fitness stuff.
Fitness stuff, yeah.
Yeah, he's ripped.
But I was interested because, like, if you go on, he's like, his videos always get, like, hundreds of thousands of views, if not millions of views. And he was telling us about how he creates them and how the first 3 seconds of it need to be funny.
With TikTok, for instance, the video has to be short because people don't have an attention span. So you've got to be funny within the first 3 seconds for someone to stay on a video. And then you can't keep them there long enough, really, past like 15 seconds. They get bored and they swiped off unless you're funny literally every 3 seconds.
It's a tough gig.
Tough gig.
The social world. Yeah. No. To do well in the social world. Because, everyone's doing it.
It is. Mm-hmm. If only we had jokes or...
We're doing it. And we're doing it bloody well.
Nailing it. Producer Jared's doing a good job. You did it, mate. You made those two white straight men relevant. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, there you mate. Go. Yep, no, just keep doing it.
Oh, Kira, yeah, the whole team. What do you want? He was the one with the job
interview,
mate.
We've involved you enough today, guys. Yeah, both of you, I'm turning
them. And you helped Kira this morning with the chairs.
Yeah, I know, I've helped you.
Just... Bruiser gave you popcorn, me?
No, I didn't want to touch any of that.
Where's her hands been? But look, what I want to do, Nath, on 13 10 60. Australia, I want you to try and get our attention. And if you do, you win. We'll give you a prize in 3 seconds.
Mm. So they've got 3 seconds to get our attention somehow.
Yes.
So we'll be in a conversation.
You and I will be just chatting to each other. Yep. They'll be there. So you'll be like, Steve, you there? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then Nathan and I will just keep chatting about something, maybe the weekend, golf probably.
Yeah, most likely.
You can be like, hey, guys, funny noise, quick joke.
Mm-hmm.
Scream, whatever it is.
Don't just go, hey guys, give me your attention. Creative.
We'll probably ignore you.
Yeah,
because
again,
if we ignore you, you don't win.
Yeah,
so
okay.
You have 3 seconds.
So all you've got to do is, in 3 seconds, is get our attention.
Yeah.
Distract us from whatever conversation we're having and bring us in just to show how skillful, you know, a social media star like Italian Batch is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So okay. Isaac, he can do it. 3 seconds, Australia. We're giving you 3 seconds. I feel like that's fair.
That's fair.
And you have 3 seconds. You can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want within reason. Of
maybe you are on live radio.
Yeah, you are on live radio. Yeah. So there are some rules. But if you do get our attention, if you're successful, we'll be honest, you win.
All right. Isabella, welcome to the show. Oh, you've gone early. That's a good practice.
Yeah,
it's
that wasn't obviously getting our attention, Isabella?
Were you trying to get our attention then, Isabella?
Yeah, you were meant to say bless you, and that would have started a conversation.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, no.
I mean...
It wasn't a sneeze.
Okay,
Isabel,
I'm going to give you another chance here, because what we're going to do is Jimmy and I are going to have a conversation, and then you have to get our attention whilst we're in the conversation, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so imagine you're kind of like, don't be sad about it. So imagine Virginia Jimmy and I are facing each other. I'm giving you a second chance.
I mean, we are facing each other.
Yeah, we're facing each other. No, notoriously, you face the other way. it's like when you're at the union, you don't want to look. So, Isabella, we're going to have a conversation. At some point, you'll have 3 seconds and you've got to get our attention, okay?
All right.
Looking forward to golf on the weekend.
No, I am. Saturday, going to be playing golf.
We haven't played that course in a long time.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Harry Styles.
And we've got those new golf clubs.
No, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
For Isabella, you don't know the show at all.
No, I don't.
Maya, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Maya. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Maya, you understand how this works. Jimmy and I are going to be in a conversation. You have 3 seconds to get our attention, yes?
Sounds good.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, those new golf clubs.
Well, we've only hit the driver.
Yeah.
You've only hit... I mean... I don't know... this is a side... Maya, you're a part of this conversation. I don't know if you got my attention then or just... made me laugh. No, I'm going to give it to you. Because that is the official greeting of the show.
Hoo-ha, boys.
Yeah, hoo-ha. Well done, Maya. Yeah. You've done it. Awesome. Good stuff. I'm going to give it to you.
I think your phone line wasn't great, so it wasn't loud.
Yeah.
So it was very, like, she yelled. It kind of sounded, all we heard was...
It sounded like this. Hoo-ha. No, just some weirdo in the corner. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good, brother. You know how this game works?
Of course I do, mate.
Okay, that's good. Thank you for paying attention, Dylan. All right, Jim and I will continue the conversation now. I'm nervous about the putter because I've completely changed, obviously, from a mallet to a mallet.
To a mallet. Yeah. You had a blade.
I had a blade before.
I've changed as well. It's been hard.
I wonder if our mate Pebbles will be there.
Oh, Pebbles.
Yeah.
Doing his stretches. Doing his stretches.
Just doing his stretches with Dylan at any point, mate. At any point.
Yeah. My girls are in the next room.
Sometimes I wish she was you. I got she never really. Well done, Dylan. Very good.
Yeah, Dylan.
Dylan, that absolutely counts. You win. Thank you, mate. Good on you, Dylan.
Yeah, we did have to ask you to do something. Dylan, you there, mate?
Dylan, we did have to ask you, but you got there in the end.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Thanks for being here. Quitting time. We don't control it. It goes off and we get off.
The radio.
We get off the radio. We get off the radio,
We hand it to Shawnee B and Emma G.
Yes, we physically hand it. We fold it up into a nice little package and we go, here's the radio. Look after it. For the next few hours. Few hours. Well, what's a few? You know, it's always a fun question. Not when it's beers.
How many beers you have this? Are you going out? A few, babe.
Having a couple, which is about eight.
Now, I went to the pub the other day with friends of ours, Tyson and Alan. Mm. I told you we were there for like 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
So I get home, and dinner.
Yeah.
I think it was like 12 till 7, so... Yeah. I walk up. The pub's up the road.
Yeah, it's around a couple hundred metres.
Okay, so I've been at the pub for 7 hours.
Yeah.
My girlfriend knows that. Mm. I get over dinner and she goes, you're drunk. Okay, bloody hell.
I'd be disappointed if I wasn't.
I've been at the pub.
I mean, we need to seriously look into what they're serving if I'm not.
And I've spent hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. I've spent so much money and time there for the sole purpose of getting drunk. So if I'm not, I am getting my money back.
I think you're drunk. Bloody hell.
If I'm not, let me tell you. All right, the way we wrap up the show rating score out of 10. Please welcome back Ange. Hello, Ange.
How you going?
Oh, we're good, Ange. We had you on earlier on the show. I believe we gave you a mascot for your hairdressing business, yes?
Yes, you did. I was very proud of that, yeah.
Do you remember the name of the mascot we gave you, Ange?
Oh, yeah. Look, you know, I've honestly, I think I've got like dementia setting in, honestly. Like my son, he would know. But I mean, because of all those fumes from hairdressing, I think they've actually gotten to me. So it was like, oh, what did you say? Nah. Nah, you got me. You tell me.
We got you.
I'm asking you now.
I can't remember, Ange.
I'm nervous to ask you what our rating is. I'm just going to say it 10 out of 10.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.